The Gemara explains in the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what is Maveh the Mishnah? According to Rav, Maveh is Adam. According to Shmuel, Maveh is Shein. The Gemara explains the basis for each Shita and the Psukim that they're working with. But the Gemara points out, really, it's not about the Psukim themselves, because either way, the Psukim don't fit so perfectly. But rather, why does Rav not like hold like Shmuel? Why vice versa? So the Gemara presents, according to Rav, Shor means Kol Mili D'Shor, which includes Karen Shein of Regel, and therefore Maveh has to mean Adam. The Gemara comes back and says, and Shmuel, how would you work out now Shor? Shor doesn't mean obviously everything, because Maveh is Shein. So Rav Yehuda explains, Tana Shor L'Karno Maveh L'Shino. So according to the way Rav Yehuda presents it, this is not going to be the Maskana. Maskana is a Gemara, Shor is going to mean Regel. But for now, we're going to work with what we have here, that Shor means Karen, and Maveh is Shein. Rashi Rei notes that the Gemara is going to ask, obviously, so what happened to Regel? Good, that's also coming up in the Gemara. But now that we established Shor is Keren and Maveh is Shein, so what exactly is the meaning of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Lo harei ha-shor karei ha-maveh, the lo harei ha-maveh karei ha-shor. So what now Shor means Keren. And as Rashi again works out for us, the first thing mentioned in the sentence, Lo harei ha-shor, meaning Keren, karei ha-maveh, Shein, means that if the Torah would only say the first thing in the list, if the Torah would only say Karen, you wouldn't know Shein. Lorei Maveh, Karei Ashor means if the Torah would only say Shein, I wouldn't know Karen. So what exactly is the meaning of the Lo Harei? So Yehud explains it. V'hachi Kamar, Lorei Karen She'ein Hanah L'Hazeko, Karei Shein She'yesh Hanah L'Hazeko. So by saying Lorei Ashor, Karei Maveh, it's saying the Torah would only say Karen, I would say that Karen is Chayiv, given that it's Ein Hanal Hezeka. But if Shein, on the other hand, which has Hanal Hezeka, that would not be Chayiv. If it didn't say Shein, it wouldn't know Shein is Chayiv, because after all, Shein is Hanal Hezeka. Continues the Gemara on the other half. V'lo harei hamaveh karei ashor, means if it would say Shein, I wouldn't know Karen. As the Gemara explains here, lo rei Shein she'ein kavanasa lahazik, kiriya Karen she'kavanasa lahazik. So that means that if it said Shein, I wouldn't know Karen, because since Shein is in Kavanas Lahazik, so that's Chayiv. But Karen, which is Kavanas Lahazik, that perhaps is not Chayiv. That would be Pater. So this is very difficult. What does the Gemara mean exactly? By using the Svaras Hanal Lahazika for Shein as why it might be Pater, vis-a-vis Karen, which is not Hanal Lahazika, that would be Chayiv. And then when it comes to Kavanas Lahazik, we're saying that Karen's characteristic, Kavanas Lahazik, that therefore it would be Pater, I wouldn't know it's Chayiv, because only Shein is Chayiv, it's not Kavanas Lahazik. So is there something to this Hav Amina? So Rashi appears to say, no, the Gemara doesn't really make sense, because the Gemara immediately jumps on this and asks, in fact, the Gemara v'lav kal v'chomahu, is it not kal v'chomer, meaning that the logic is the other way around? Uma Shein Shein Kavanas Lahazik Chayiv, Karen Shein Kavanas Lahazik Ol Koshike. The Gemara is asking on the second part that we said that the reason why, if it would just say Shein, I wouldn't know Karen, because Karen is Kavanas Lahazik and Shein is not. So the Gemara says, Kal v'chomer would say that if you're Chayiv by Shein, by Ein Kavanas Lahazik, it certainly would mean you're Chayiv by Karen, which is Kavanas Lahazik. Rashi points out that this kasha is also a kasha on the first part. In other words, the Torah, if the Torah would just say Karen and not Shein, so what did we say? I would not know Shein because of Hanal Hezeka. To the contrary, it's a Kal v'chomer. If you're Chayiv by Karen, which is not Hanal Hezeka, certainly you'd be Chayiv by Shein, which is Hanal Hezeka. So the Gemara only chaps on one side, but really the kasha is on both sides. So according to Rashi, apparently, the Gemara really didn't have much of a Havamina at all. Good. And this is the Gemara. Tosfos, on the other hand, presents us with something of an understanding of this Gemara. Yaakov has a question. Yes.
If we're saying that Rashi doesn't really feel like the Gemara is having a real Havamina, then what exactly is Rav Yehuda telling us in the Gemara then before the
Balak? Ki'ilu, like the words didn't come out right. In other words, the Gemara's going to end up saying, the Gemara's going to try to push it back, but at the end, the Gemara's going to end up turning it around, as you know, right? The El Parachachi, a few lines down, the Gemara says that it means actually the opposite. The Lo Re'iya Karen Shekavnasa Lahazik Kiviyashay. In other words, if it said Shor, which is Karen, I would only say Karen is Chayiv because of Kavanas Lahazik. Because kavanas lahazik is a chumrah, it's a reason to be chayiv, and shein which doesn't have that chumrah would be pater, and so too the other way around. If it would only say shein, I would say chayiv because I know lezeka. That's what the Gemara ends up saying. The Gemara is going to end up changing that because it's going to say that regel is left out, so the Gemara is going to substitute regel for Karen in terms of shor. But l'maisa, this doesn't stay l'maskan. But the question is, was there something to this as presented here? Is there some basis to this havamina at all? Tosus does tell us upshat. Tosus learns up here. Let's see if we can come up with something here in Tosus and understand based on this. So what would the Gemara's kasha then be? You know, once you present such a upshat and havamina, then you're going to have to deal with the ramifications of the Lav Kal V'Chomer. This is where it's going to get much more sticky. According to Rashi, you don't have to give much of upshat and havamina. Let's see. Tosus says, Lo re'iya karen she'en hanol hazeko k'v'yashen she'esh hanol hazeko. So if it would only say, sure, it would only say karen, I would say that's maybe only chayiv by karen because it's en hanol hazeko. But she'en, maveh, which is hanol hazeko, that might be pater. But Tosus explains, Lo re'iya karen she'en hanol hazeko u'pshia pasha. The fact that there's no hana lehezeko by Karen, which makes the level of the pshia greater, there's a pshia involved, upshia pasha, the bailam was pushaya, by letting this hezek occur in the form of Karen, given that the animal was not driven by a desire to satisfy its urge for hana. And therefore, shahayu alishma shoro, it would have been pretty easy to protect this animal, to guard it. It's not being driven to be mazik, given that there's no hanal azeka. So therefore, the shmira could have been done in an easier way because there was no driven force driving it to do the hezek for hanal. But Shane, on the other hand, which has hana, the animal wants to get hana. Havi kein ones, Tosus says that would be seen as something of an ones. The bailim can be excused for letting this hezek occur. Kein ones, shelo hayyachol l'shomra kol kach. He couldn't guard it as well. Kemesha Shane dachuk lechol hana. So the Shane, the instinct of the animal wanting to eat is pressuring, is moving it to get hana. And therefore, if I said Karen is chayiv, if I knew Karen, I wouldn't know Shane, because in the case of Shane, it's kein ones. The hana lezeka is a mitigating factor. And therefore, the bailam might be less liable, less reason to make him chayiv. That's in one direction. And what's the other half? V'lo ri'a Shane, Shane kavanos lehazik. That is to say that the Shane could be viewed as more reason to be chayiv because in kavanas lehazik v'ein yitzva tapfa, you don't have this strong generating instinct of the animal to be mazik that's driving it ubekal yachol l'shomra, and it would be easier for the bailam to guard it than protect the animal from doing the hezek of Shane. However, kiriya Karen, the kavanas lehazik v'yitzva tapfa, but Karen on the other hand has this impulse that the animal could suddenly want to be mazik, and that's something that's harder to protect from the inyachol shama kokach yof. So Tosus is inserting into the Gemara interesting variables. In other words, the svara of hanal ezeka or the svara of kavanas lehazik can actually be used as a reason to be lenient, as a mitigating factor to say that it's kein onus. So therefore, if I only said one and not the other, Karen or Shane, I would say that case is chayiv, but the other case, which has a mitigating factor, be it hanol hazeka, which makes it kein ones, and it's harder to be shomerit, be it the kavanas lehazik of Karen, which is a mitigating factor, the en yachol shomer kol kach yafa from that instinct. So therefore, I wouldn't know to learn out to that other case. Let's understand Tosus. What does Tosus mean? Kein ones. Are we saying that's mamish and ones? Mamish and ones. Keinos. Well, let's ask it in a little different way, this question. Bottom line, Rabosai, you have Karen and Shane. What's easier and what's harder to guard? Okay, you have here Karen with its nature, which is Kavnasa Lahazik, and you have Shane with its nature of Hanola Zeka. Bottom line, give me the bottom line. What's easier, what's harder? Here we're saying in both directions. If it said Karen, I wouldn't know Shane. If I said Shane, I wouldn't know Karen. Why wouldn't I know the other thing? Because I would say that it's harder to watch. I understand. Give me the bottom line. What's harder? What's easier? So then, manafshach, take the thing which is harder to watch and list that, and then I'll know the other one which is easier to watch, and you'll yachayv. Like, what does it mean? Either way, I'll push back and say, oh, you can't go the other one because it's harder to watch. Kein onus. Just tell me which one would I think is harder to watch, which is Kein onus. And give me that one, let the Torah list that, and I know the other one. What's the pshantosis? Nu rabosai. What does tosis mean? Kein onus. What does Kein onus mean? How do you understand it? Mamish an onus, yes or no? Who thinks it's an onus, mamish? Nobody. Okay, so what's the pshat, Kein onus? What does it mean?
We've been thinking
these terms quite a lot, right? Let's speak it out. But you should feel comfortable with these kinds of sorrows by now. I think so. I hope so. There's a threshold of pshia beyond which you can see we can pin the blame on the person for his pshia. In other words, there's a certain level of pshia. There's a pshia of this nature, there's a pshia of that nature. The Torah would say one case, and I say tzchaiv, I would say that case, I understand it. Gazir, the pshia was greater. Gazir, it would have been easier for you to watch. The easier it is to watch, the more you're negligent, the more you're chayiv, the more reason to be made you chayiv. The harder the shmira, mitigating factors, the more that we can see that the threshold has not been reached of the pshia. See, not. So these are not factors that mamish reach the threshold of onus mamish. We're talking about levels of pshia. The lashon of the shita when he speaks out, he says pshia gedola pasha. What's a greater pshia? When it's harder to watch it, the pshia level is not as much. The threshold is not as hard. Right. Having said that, so now what will Tosfos be saying? So now I ask, well, let's just do a sachakol cheshbon. What's harder? What's easier? It doesn't work that way, because lemaisa each thing. There's a different mitigating factor for why it's harder to watch. So if I would say, Rabosai, if I would say Karen, so it means that Torah is Machayi by Karen. True, there's a mitigating factor coming out of Selassie. Torah is not, doesn't give that much credence in terms of absolving you. Yechayv. But Shane has its own unique mitigating factor. What is that? The Hanol Hazeka, that the animal is driven by the desire for Hanol. That mitigating factor, that aspect that makes it hard to watch, maybe that the Torah does value more, and therefore that situation, the Torah wouldn't be mechayev you. That would not be threshold of pshia, because maybe that kosher l'shomro, the Torah does acknowledge as a mitigating factor. Mitzad Shane, if I would only say Shane and not Karen, so I would say, no, true, Shane has a mitigating factor that makes it harder to watch because of Allah's ego. No, Torah does not acknowledge that's such a big deal. No, Adrabba, guard it harder. But the mitigating factor, Kavnasa Lahasik, that already, that Kasha L'Shomo, that specific unique circumstance that makes it harder to guard a shore from Karen, because of the impulse of Kavnasa Lahasik that comes suddenly sees the animal, maybe that the Torah does acknowledge. Knows each point is a unique mitigating factor for that particular mazik. Not like, oh, is it harder or is it easier? It doesn't work that way. We're not talking about all or nothing. We're not talking about ones versus shia. We're talking about aspects within the equation to say that changes the equation. If it's a particular unique thing that makes it hard, maybe that the Torah acknowledges as a valid concern, as a valid mitigating factor. And the fact that the Torah says this is chayim is the Torah didn't reckon with that mitigating factor. Just pasha pshat and tosis, no big kedusha, just learning the tosis with you. So the pshat in the Gemara is, again, there is a pshat to this havamin. The Karen doesn't have the specific aspect of Hanala Azeka, which maybe that's something that the Torah would consider as a mitigating factor. Again, that would say that because you had that working against you, that the animal is driven to have Hanala Azeka, maybe that's why Torah says Karen is Chayiv. But Shane is not. Karen has its own thing. Yeah, but that the Torah didn't think was valid enough. It's the specific aspect of what makes it hard to guard that the Torah maybe would possibly view that as something to reckon with. So each time you play devil's advocate, in other words, whatever is not mentioned could be that its unique dimension, its characteristic that makes it that much harder. That's what the Torah perhaps would hold up as a reason to say, well, okay, that means that you are not as pushea because of that aspect. Not being pushea as much because of Hanala Azeka, maybe that's why you would be potter there. I don't know Yechayev in that case. Not being Poshea as much because you had Kavnas Hazik fighting against you in the shore. So that's maybe why we wouldn't be Chayev. So that's Mamisha good pshat in the Gemara's Havamina. That's exactly what Tosus is saying. It's such a good pshat, Rabosai. Such a good pshat. So what's going to be the next question?
What's the response?
What's the Gemara's response? What's the Gemara's response? Question?
Yeah, just in terms of why did it help us to say that, in terms of the second part, when we were talking about how we have these different mitigating factors, and it's not so clear which one the Torah, like, I guess, cared about more, and which one played a bigger role. Did we needed to say that this is not an onus mamish in order to say that part? Or is that, there are like two separate points. It's not a real onus, if we're talking about determining, like, you know, determining.
I mean, to the extent that it's like, it's an or nothing thing, isn't it? You know, it's kain onus. So you say, what's kain onus? Is this, you know, what would you think is considered? If it's this or nothing, kasha l'shomro is a third threshold called kasha l'shomro. And this, you know, objective, kasha l'shomro makes it fall into the category of onus. It can be kain onus too, I suppose. But if you say onus, it becomes like, you know, this is beyond, less than this is an onus. It's not an onus, more than this is an onus. And then say, like, okay, put it all together in a hopper and then tell me. The answer is that doesn't work that way. It's more of an art, not a science. In other words, there's specific certain situations and each thing has its own, you know, how it's playing out. And this is what you're working against over here. And this is what we're going to be. And the Torah has the, you know, the ultimate chachma to be able to say this kind of thing we would acknowledge as a mitigating factor that would not cut, you know, to the level of being pshia that we would want mechayiv you want. Or maybe then again, maybe it's the other factor. Whatever it is, you could say, you know, you chose mechayiv you by Karen's kavanas l'azik. Yeah, that the Torah didn't think was going to be enough to get you off the hook. But maybe the hanala zekut factor would be enough to lessen your pshia. Vice versa. No, these are good svaras in terms of understanding why Hanala Zeka is a reason to pater or Kavanah Hazik is a reason to pater. Yeah?
Also, just, I understand we're talking about Shia here, the violin, but by Shane, it makes sense because we have the concept of the Ovid Kain Ubir, it's the Shia, so then if this isn't Shia, he won't have to pay, or he will have to pay. But by Karen, is that shayach to say? It wasn't the Tom payment always happened. It's not even necessarily Toloi in the Pshia.
I think it has to be. I think to the extent that there's less Pshia, there's less reason to make a chayv. I don't think it's Toloi in all those. The Torah says, Mirta Bishmirasan, but the fact is, Pshia, just there's a level of Pshia. Mirta Bishmirasan, Ad Ovid Kein. But Pshia clearly is an important ingredient in the chayv.
By Karen, though, is it?
Why not? So kasha l'shomro makes it easier for you. Makes it less reason to make your chayiv. Any time you make it becomes harder to be guarding it, and thereby your pshia is lessened, I could make a case that the Torah wasn't mechayiv you for such a hezek. If you don't have pshia sabaylim, or not pshia sabaylim, the Torah maybe wouldn't make your chayiv. Doesn't matter, Karen, Shane, whatever it is. So both say now we have to figure out how to learn the next line of Gemara. Comes to Gemara and says the count is smart. No. The lav kal, and I want you to hear why it's difficult, just not just stop, don't gloss over this. The lav kal v'chomer, frag the Gemara, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Now what? Now the Gemara is focusing on part two of what Rav Yehuda said. In other words, lo arei ha-maveh kari ashor. Ikosav ha-rachmat ha-maveh means shane, I wouldn't know Karen. So what did you say? Why? Because the Torah, because I would say the Torah said Shane, Shane is Chayef, because in Kavanah Sul Hazik, but Karen is Kavanah Sul Hazik. The Torah aims its mark at that and says, V'lav kal v'chomer, umas Shane, she'in Kavanah Sul Hazik, Chayef, kesher azul koshikein. What lies in this line of Gemara? Lav kal v'chomer. Does the Gemara mean to negate what we just said? That's the easy way out. If you didn't have to be guided by the words of the Gemara, you would say, oh, that svara is out the window. We thought that Kavanasa Lahazik is considered a kula, basis for a kula, because it's harder to guard. Nothing doing. The Gemara is simply not acknowledging that svara. It's not true. Kavanasa Lahazik is only a basis to make it stronger, to make you more chayiv. You have to know why. Good. Ways to explain it. But basically we're saying, we're erasing that premise that we just said. Is that what it sounds like in the Gemara? Are we erasing the premise? Are we saying, Kavanasa Lahazik, there's no svara of Yitzvah Takfav in Yochel Shama Kol Kach Yafeh? It's not true. The Gemara is not saying that. It's not true. Lav Kavachom is it, but isn't it a Kavachom the other way around? That Kavanasa Lahazik makes it more reason to make you chayiv. I understand. So maybe it does. Can you give me a svara? Yeah, tell me why. Why is Kavanasa Lahazik more reason to make you chayiv? No, so tell me. Maybe Kavanasa Lahazik should make you more chayiv because you have to realize the animal can do this. You have to be, that's when the Shita mentions one svara. Yeah, have a lesuke adaita. Or you could say a little differently that in terms of the actual mazik itself, the chefs of the mazik, it's a greater type of a mazik when it's Kavanasa Lahazik. Okay, we've been thinking in those terms a lot of times. We've been saying Kavanasa Lahazik. The mazik is a more vicious mazik. It's a more of a mazik. It's a Kavanasa Lahazik. It's more. It's a stronger mazik from the perspective of the mazik itself. But good. But if you also grant me that Kavanasa Lahazik has a svara in it to mitigate, to make you less a posheya, to make the bailam off the hook, so what are you asking kavachomerhu? Every time you have a kal v'chomer, but if you can show me that, but the kal has also a chomer and the chomer also has a kal, so you have no kal v'chomer to ask for. Words, if there is still a vestige of the svar that we started with, that what, that kavana lahazik has a reason to make you more pater, kasher l'shomro. If there's more reason to make you pater with kavana lahazik, then even if you can also tell me a svara that Kavanasa Lahazik is also hasn't it a reason to make you more chayiv, the Gemara is saying, but so what? But l'maisa, there's also the svara that it gives you a reason to make you more potter. So what happened to that? So then why can't we stay with what we said? As long as there's some reason to still latch on to Kavanasa Lahazik and make a case that it should be more potter because of that, like we just explained. So even if you bring that account as far, but how does that erase the first far? Elamai, we don't agree with the first far, then the Gemara should say that way. The Gemara should say, well, I have kovach omer. The Gemara should say, the far is not true. We don't accept that far. So you see, I'm trying to understand what does this kasha do in terms of erasing what we just said? There is a very interesting pshat. I think we're going to say differently in the end. We'll suggest something different. But for now, let's speak it out. It's a nice approach. I saw a number of svarim like to quote this from different achronim, Rav Eliezer Telzer, Rav Eliezer Finkel, a lot of different achronim, and all of these svarim that bring it, not any name, but just on their own, they plug it in. They want to say as follows. This shak of Atari in the Gemara revolves around the famous classic Chakira of Masechta Bava Kama from the first year. Namely, what is the mechayev of mammon hamazik? We cannot say it, right? Let's plug it into the Gemara. What's the mechayev of mammon hamazik? Is it the fact that the Bailim was posea and shmira? That's the mechayev. The reason why you're being pinned with the liability is because of your pshia. That's the siba sachiv. Or should we say no? The siba sachiv is what? Mamoncha. Mamoncha doesn't have to always mean literally your mamon, as we saw examples where it could be, you know, under your shmira, and or you can mamono have it. It doesn't have to be literally mamon, but it has to be some yachas, some relationship to you with the thing itself that's considered to be under your jurisdiction. That's mechayev you. If your mamon, quote-unquote mamon, was mazik, you're chayev. The only thing is, if you guarded it the way you're supposed to, if you provided proper shmira, then it's like a poter. Then you're off the hook. The person's lo yishmerenu, you're like an onus, if you will. But the mechayev, the siba, the basis to make you chayev, is not your pshia. To the contrary. If you weren't posea, then you're off the hook. That would get you off the hook, then you would be potter. But you're chayev because you're responsible for mama na mazik. Your mama was mazik, you're chayev. So chayev, if we want to think about that hakira, could be that this is what lies within the shaka v'tarya here. Why initially were we leaning in favor of saying that kavana lahazik and so to anola zeko is a reason that you'd be potter? So as we noted in Tosis, we're not talking about onus mamish. We're not reaching the level of onus. Kein onus. Kein onus means that the pshia is less of a pshia. But the level of onus you don't have here. So the reason why we were initially grabbing onto that svara and saying if the Torah would only say, let's say, Shane, I wouldn't know Karen because Karen is kavanasa lahazik. So therefore, if the pshia is less, you don't have enough grounds to mechayev you. It's less of a siba to make you chayev because the whole basis for being chayev is the pshia of the bailim, is the pshia. And if the pshia is that much less of a pshia because it's hard to guard an ox that has a kavanas lahazik instinct, same thing the other way with a hanala zeka, the harder it is to make a shmira, the less of a pshia. And if it's less of a pshia, you don't have enough of a siba to make you chayev. That's why we were thinking in those terms. Why does the Gemara challenge it by saying, wait a second, isn't that a kavachomer? If you're chayiv by Shein, not kavanas lahazik, then you should be chayiv by Karen. What's the Gemara thinking right now? The Gemara thinking the other side of the Chakira. That no, the mechayiv in mamon hamazik is not the pshia. The mechayiv is your mamon was mazik. If you're an ones, you're off the hook. We're not talking ones here. So therefore, from the perspective of the mamon hamazik being the mechayev, so then kavanas lahazik becomes purely a basis for chumra, not for kula. Because as long as you're not getting to the point of being an ones, so then you have mamon hamazik. So now from the perspective of that, what's a greater mazik? What's a greater mazik? A mazik without kavanas lahazik or a mazik that's kavanas lahazik? What's a greater mazik in terms of the essence of the mazik? A mazik, a shor that's kavanas lahazik more than shame, which is not kavanas lahazik. So that's the Gemara's kasha. That now, if the focus of the Gemara now is not on the bailin, but on the mazik itself, so then from that perspective, kavanas lahazik becomes really a basis to be mechayev, not a basis to ptur. That which you want to consider it to be a basis to patra is because you're thinking from the perspective of the pshia being mechayev you, so if you can do something to tweak the pshia to be a lesser pshia, kasher l'shomro, oh, maybe that's where you patra. But if I'm focusing on the other side of the chikira, that the chiyuv is mamon hamazik, and it's only if it's an ones that you'd be off the hook, that's only if it's an ones, this is not an ones, no one called it kein ones, maybe nothing, not a real ones. So from that perspective, kavanas lahazik becomes a chumra. And so too, if the kasha would be, as Rashi says, on the other direction, same thing. That hanol hazeko, from the perspective of pshia sabaylin, so hanol hazeko lessens the pshia. So that's what we've been thinking beforehand. The Hamas Gemara says, no, we're focusing now on mamon hamazik. That's the machayiv, not the pshia. Elamai, an ones would patiu. An ones it's not. I'm not talking ones. You could have guarded it. Even hanol hazeko could have guarded it. From the perspective of the mazik, hanol hazeko is more of a mazik. So now from the, it's like we're switching glasses, we're looking at it from a different angle, so now it becomes a kasha in the other direction. The shittas is one thing that maybe you could plug it into that, maybe, I'm not saying for sure, Marie Katz. Marie Piresh. The high dekama v'lav kal v'chomer lo koi akula v'chomer d'shein v'keren abaylim ela abehema v'shap yeparach. You saw those words in the Shita. Ma'ari pireish the high dekama v'kal v'chomer lo koi akula v'chomer d'shein v'keren abaylim. In other words, what we're talking about before would have been a focus on the baylim. Pshia gdolo pasha versus kein ones yilasav v'pshia. But now the Gemara is focusing not on Kul V'chumra vis-a-vis Bailim, Ela Behema. Okay, so if you want to run with it, you say, oh, that's exactly what we're saying. Why are you focusing now on the Behema, not on the Bailim? Because from the Bailim's perspective, as far as Maman HaMazik is concerned, as long as it's not an Ones, you're Chayiv, because Maman HaMazik makes you Chayiv. So the fact that less Pshia, more Pshia, doesn't matter. Maman HaMazik makes you Chayiv, as long as it's not an Ones. So now the focus is on the mazik itself. Kavnasah l'hazik makes you more reason to be chayv. Yeah, that would be in the second pshat of the shita. But if you see earlier in the shita, he actually suggests that even in the Gemara's kasha of kavnasah l'hazik kokoshikain, he's also thinking from the perspective of who, of the bayim. What does he say a second before this? The other pshat. He says hachi parach. He brings Tosas pshat. So you can't tell him that he had to have been aware that he has to guard it. No, the first pshat of the Shita is learning that even in the Gemara's kasha of Kavanos Hasigo Koshkein, what are we speaking about in terms of who? Again, what is he saying in the first pshat of the Shita? That what? That Kavanos Hasigo Koshkein, therefore you have to recognize that and to the extent that you're not, you're Poshea. So in other words, we're still talking about the Bible. So this Mahalach is no longer valid. If you want to plug it into the second pshat in the Shita, maybe that's what to say. That the focus is on the Behema, and then plug in the Chakira. The first pshat Shita, this is not going to work. We're going to have to come out with something else. So in that regard, we're back to our kasha. In other words, so what would be the Shakavitarya here in V'lav Kal V'chomer? What's changing here? What's the Gemara challenging? The Svar is a good Svar or not a good Svar? Is there less of a pshia? By Kavnas al-Hazik, by another Zeka, presumably I hear the Svar, right? We're not erasing the Svar. Unless we're thinking it through different lenses, then you could say, then from this lens, it's not a Svar. So that would be the pshat that we said just now. If you're not going to say like that, then what are we doing here? Kav v'chomer, what do you mean? But is there a Svar that Kavnas al-Hazik makes you maybe Shvi Pater? Yeah. So then what's the... Okay, so Kavnas al-Hazik could also be a Svar to make you more chayiv. But L'maisa, it could also make you more Pater. So what's the kash? One second. Anyone else before Ari? Ari, you get left. Yeah, anyone else before Ari? Yeah? Yeah? Clarify anything? Okay, Ari and Eitan, yeah.
There's a side point. As in the Svar as a whole of Kavanos al-Hazik being more chayiv, even from the perspective of the Baal.
That's what the Shita says in the beginning.
Yeah, how does that like make sense, that... Since it's Kavanos HaHazik,
we'll explain. We'll face another pshat. I think we'll work into the first pshat of the Shita as well. We're going to suggest another pshat in a minute. I think it's more close to the pshat of the Gemara. We're not imposing like a new chakira into the Gemara. Like that's always nice, but it's sort of artificial. You know, I always like better to try to work the Gemara without having to force a chakira into the Gemara. It's a chudish like a pshat where we say, oh, it's a totally in the chakira, whatever. It's nice, it makes you feel good, but l'maisa, can we do better? That's our question. Obviously, if you're going to learn it's going on the Bailim, then you'd have to know, so then what happened to the other Svara? But he's also less Pusheh, now he's having more Pusheh, like what's changing exactly? Yeah, Ethan.
It's just more fundamental than the Sriya, I guess. If a non-Kavanah has like a mutually exclusive in the sense that they're basically the exact opposite of each other, How could you have a star that they're both chumras or that they're both pulas?
That's part of what we're asking. In other words, well, every time you have a kavu chomer, so how does it, but if there's something you can plug a hole in and go, okay, kavu chomer. Kavu chomer coming outside should be chayiv. I can hear why that should be. But can I also hear that the not coming outside Isaac might have something that going for it to be more chayiv than coming outside Isaac? Seemingly, yes. So what's the Gemara's kash? As long as there's still what to talk about, that the not Kavanah Sel Hazik has maybe a reason why it should be Chayiv, more than Kavanah Sel Hazik, because there it's harder to watch it. As long as that Svara has merit, so even if you can come at with a Svara the other way, the Kavanah Sel Hazik has a basis, a strong basis to be Chayiv. But how does that erase the counter Svara? If I'm ignoring the other Svara, then say it. But by saying Rav Kavachomer, who it sounds like you're not totally erasing the Svara, but you're still asking anyway, what does it mean? I mean, you want to play with the words, the Gemara just means I'm dismissing that Svara? You could say that, but that's what the words are saying. Rav Kavachomer. From the Maran, it would be a shtickle mash, but that's what he has, how he learned it. The Gemara is simply pushing, going away from the old Svara. Originally, Rabbi Yehuda was thought in Oz Eko has Svarish and Schaiv Yoser, Pshia Pshia Pasha, Parachaya Maksha, Rav Kavachom, who were filmed as Svar Pshuta, he came out to Rav Yehuda Schaiv Yoser. I don't explain much, but like, I don't hear, like, but maybe the other way, maybe the other way. What's changing in the Kasha now?
Now the law of Kavu Chomer, who says that the Kavu Chomer has anything to do with the level of Shmira? Like, is the Shmira the Pshia?
Okay, in asking Kavu Chomer go Kosh again, we have a few different ways to explain what that means. Either one Pshat in the Shita is, so there's more, you should realize that. You have to have a Lesuke Daiti, so you're more Pshia. You're more Pshia. So there's a reason that it should make you Chayiv. But again, I'm tiny, but also it's a reason to make you pater, because you're less of a push. It's like, what does that mean? Have a less okay diet. Or, in terms of the mazik, being a stronger mazik, it's kavanah lehazik. But I'm asking, what happened to the other svara? Kavanah lehazik may be making you more reason to be pater. So let's say, maybe as follows, it's a daher, it's a sort of like a, it has to hit you. May or may not hit you, but let's see what we can do here. I think it will help us a lot. If we continue in the Gemara, it will help us a lot as we go on in the Gemara. Maybe the Peshat is like this. You see, if you would tell me that Kavanah al-Hazik doesn't have itself, in its own way, a reason for why you're chayef. Why your chayiv could be reason whatever. And there's also happens to be kavanah lehazik, and I could argue that that could be a reason to make you to be pater. You should have watched it. It was hard to watch. That I can hear. The svara, in its own way, is correct. It makes it harder to watch. Maybe you're not as pesheya, maybe you should be pater. The svara in a vacuum is correct. What is the Gemara? Why does the Gemara feel we can dismiss it now? Not because the Svara has no merit. Again, the Gemara is not taking aim at the Svara per se and saying, it's not true, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. It's not any harder to watch it just because Kavanah Sel Hazik. I can hear that an animal that has the potential impulse of Kavanah Yitzvah Tokfa to suddenly get aggressive, it makes it harder. I agree. But remember, an onus it's not, right? It says the Gemara like this. If the very Svara Kavanah al-Hazik is a basis for the Chiyuv, then you can't tell me that then it's going to be a mitigating factor as well. If the basis for the Chiyuv is something else, then I can throw in this quote-unquote mitigating factor called Kavanah Sel Hazik. Oh, so maybe that mitigating factor, maybe less pusher, maybe a pater. But if the very fact that Kavanah Sel Hazik can make a case to be chayiv. Be it because you should have realized it because of the Bailim, be it because the mazik is a stronger mazik in its own definition. If the kavana lahazik idea is itself a reason to make you chayiv, then what that should, you're going to come back and say, well, but it's also making, no, it can't be. To the contrary, the very siba that makes you chayiv says, okay, so make a hard, bigger shmira. Okay, it's a little harder, go for it. Make it harder. So do it, be more, take more precautions. You can't hide behind, and you can think about a mashmasha in your own life, probably for such a thing, but such an argument, you cannot say, I'm going to hide behind, whoa, it's harder. The very thing that you want to hide behind to make it harder, that's the reason why you're chayiv. That's the reason to make the case that you should be chayiv. So then that very thing is going to say, so do a better job. Do a better shmira. If it was in a vacuum, I understand. If you're chayiv because of X, Y, Z, elamai, kavnasa lehazik, ooh, makes it harder to watch. No, maybe you're off the hook. Maybe you're putt. Maybe Torah wouldn't be chayiv you, less posheya. But if the very svara that you want to use to say you're less posheya, the very logic of Kavanas al-Hazik has in it, that's the building block of why you're chayiv for Karen. Kavachomer, you should be more chayiv for Kavanas al-Hazik. So the very thing that you're using to make you chayiv, then to the contrary, then you're going to scream, oh, it's harder to watch. No, so do a harder job, do a better job, watch. And so this kasha would be the same kasha on the other half. In other words, you want to say Hanal Azeka should be, maybe if it didn't say Shane, I would say you're putter because Hanal Azeka, it's harder because the animal is driven to eat. No, but if Hanal Azeka is itself the building block for the Chiv of Shane, so that would dictate that you have to be more shomer, more safeguard. You can't now say, oh, but maybe I should have, maybe I'm off the hook because maybe I'm less pusher. No, the very factor that you want to use to be off the hook, that very factor is the basis for the chiyuv. So then you can't say, well, but the mitigating factor is the very thing itself that makes you chayiv. If the very thing that you want to use mitigating is the reason why you're chayiv, then that would demand that you can hide behind that as a mitigating factor. Then you have to be shomer better. Were to be an onus is a different story. We're not talking an onus. We're talking about mitigating factors, less of a pshia. But if the very thing that you want to say lessens the pshia, the very thing that lessens the pshia is the reason why you're chayiv. That's a basis to make you chayiv. So then that should dictate that you have to be even more on top of it and be shomer even better. Don't say, oh, it's harder. You can't say it's harder and you're putter if the very reason why it's harder is itself a contributing factor for the chiyuv. Again, if it was something else, I understand you could say this is true. But if the very thing itself that you're saying makes it harder is itself an ingredient to explain why you should be chayiv, kavanas lahazik has in it a reason why you should be more chayiv, whatever the reason is, however you explain it. It's more of a mazik, you have to be sensitive and aware that it could be kavanas. So then you can't come and say, well, it's also, it makes it less of a pshia. No, make a greater smira. Make that, that's going to drive you, and not let you use the excuse that it's kasha l'shomro. That's the logic of the Gemara's kasha. So that's the Gemara's words. V'lav kal v'chomer. Gemara doesn't have to say anything else. The words speak for themselves. Once the Gemara says the kal v'chomer, the kavanas lahazik, is more reason to be chayiv, then you can't use the kasha l'shomro anymore. Kasha l'shomro, because kavanas lahazik, kavanas lahazik is more reason to be chayiv. So then, of course, guard it even better. We see how this is going to help us as we flow and go in Hemshach HaGemara. That's maybe a different way of explaining it. Not putting in a new chakira in the Gemara, but try to simply work into the Gemara itself that the svara fades away. That's good for the Gemara's point. If the kavanas, if the reason why it's less of a pshia is itself a reason which should be chayiv, then we can reckon with it as a mitigating factor. Isaac, yeah.
When we're talking about the different mechayvin by it, whether it's pshia, mamona, yeah, things like that, can Rabbi explain what it means by that it's a part of the basis?
Yeah,
for the,
yeah, yeah, what yeah, yeah. There's more reason. The Karen is chayiv for its reasons, And Shane has its chayv, its reasons. And part of why we could hear that Shane should be, Karen should be chayv, is because of the fact of Kavanas Lahazik. Kavanas Lahazik is not it's not neutral insofar as a chayv. It makes us understand why this is a better mazik, a stronger mazik. Hanal Lahazeko of Shane makes us understand why Shane is more of a mazik. Be because of the Balaam's recognition of it, be because of the chayv of the mazik itself. It's not a neutral factor. It actually helps us understand why it should be chayv.
And that plays into whether
irrespective of the chakira. I'm staying clear of the chakira now. I gave you a pshat before for the working out the gemara. Okay, now forget the chakira. You don't know
this,
the just itself. Let's just say the chefs of the mazik, the more of the mazik or just the bialim itself. Either way, whatever it is, it tilts the scale to make you more reason to be chayiv. If that's itself a factor in why you're chayiv, you can't use the element of kasher l'shomro machmas, that factor. That's what the Gemara is getting at. What the Gemara is going to maybe say in a minute with Aviva Umma, we'll try to see how it's going to plug in, could be that that's good for the Nekuda, that you can see maybe the contrary, that you could use it as a mitigating factor, even if it's also part of a basis of the machayiv. And the Gemara is going to reject that mashal from Aviva Umma. Again, this is what would be playing out in the Gemara. Can you say that within the very thing that you can hear would explain why you're chayiv, but you can say the very thing itself has in it? You know, can you, or just say no? If the svara Kavanas Lahazik brings with it a reason to be chayiv, then you can't say, well, that very thing itself could be a reason why it should be pater because of that. No, to the contrary. That would bring with it an obligation to rise to the challenge. Rise to the challenge. Do a better shmirah. Again, were it to be some other reason why you're chayiv, if it wouldn't be a reason, if you wouldn't have in Kavanas Lahazik a reason to be chayiv, to more chayiv, then I would say you're chayiv because of whatever. Kavanas Lahazik makes it less of a pshia because of the kasha l'shomro. Good. But if the very svar of Kavanas Lahazik has a reason why it should be more chayiv, then you can't use that as a reason why it should be less of pshia to be putter. To the contrary, if it's telling you what more is in the chayiv, it's also telling you do a better shmir as well and rise to the challenge. Yeah.
You say that's also a case of senegar yasek kateger?
Yeah, I was thinking using those words, but I don't know if I have to use those words. I don't know if it helps or obscures to use that expression. I mean, I was thinking of you a bit. I don't know. I don't know. It's a different context. You use it over there. I would try to keep it more focused on Ezekiel. But I understand it. As a Lesabra Sa'osin, correct. Yeah, yeah. Can't, you know, in this case, it would be the Sennegar. Tegar can't become the Sennegar. Yeah. Okay. You could say, you want to say it, you know. No. Adarabha. I'm not saying. But you have to hear the Svara on a Svara level, not terminology-wise, you know.
What are we saying at the end of the day, the Gemara's question of Rav Kal v'Chomer, who is it saying that you're trying to tell me why, you're trying to explain what lower E Zachary is, and therefore you can't make the limud? The way you explained it would Dafka explain why one could be learned out from the other? Is that what the question is? No, simply you just got it wrong. You like the it's far as hafukos. Like you're saying what's
Rav Kavachoma, who you know, you're telling me that if you said Shane, I would know Karen because Karen Kavanas Lahazik. Mer says no, this Kavachoma, if it said Shane, I'm for sure know Karen. Because it's Kavanas Lahazik, it's for sure Chayiv. So what happened to meaning to say that so how could you say that not saying Karen, I would say Karen is part of the biggest Kavanas Lahazik? To the contrary, Kavanas Lahazik, you know, even more reason should be Chayiv. So I think so. Why is that? Because
at the end of the day, like each one has its chumra and each one has its kula. Even though we're switching on the svar.
No, right? But what happened? That's what I'm saying. So what happened to the svar the other way around? That's what we're trying to wrestle with. Why is Gemara asked the kasha kavachomer? And what about the svar that Tosis plugged in of kasha l'shomro? What happened? Where did that disappear? Mm-hmm. Where did that disappear? So Gemara tries to salvage it. Let's see. Itzrich. Itzrich means that no. I still need what? I still need Torah to write Karen. You're making a case that if the Torah would say Shane, and it's not Kavanas Lahazik, you're chayiv, certainly Karen Kavanas Lahazik. And I don't say, well, to the contrary, Kasher L'shomro. No, I still need the Torah say Karen? Even because if I said Shane, I would say that Kavanas Elazik of Karen, maybe you'd be Pater. Ipstrich. Salkadai Techamina, I would say, Mida Dahavi, I Eved Va'amah. Similar to what we find by Eved Va'amah. What is it we find over there? We'll see what Gemara is quoting. What does Gemara have in mind? Eved Va'amah, Rav Afagav, the Kavanasim Lahazik, Afilochi Ptiri. Don't we see by Eved Va'amah that even though it's Kavanas Elazik, and yet the Pater? So you see that Kavanas Elazik, right, can actually be relevant in the case of being Pater. So what does Gemara want? What does Gemara want with this? Hachinam Miloshna, so to hear. If it said Shane and not Karen, I would say Karen being Kavanas Elazik is Pater. In other words, but we had this Kavachomer. But the Gemara is pushing back against the Kavachomer, saying, what? So what's hanging in the balance now? That's one issue to think about. And what about the other side? Good, but we still have to figure out the Hanal Hazekel issue. Yeah. The Gemara didn't bring a muscle for that, that you could be Pater based on Hanal Hazekel. According to Rashi, the Gemara's Kasha was a twofold Kasha. Pashtas was a twofold Kasha. All the Gemara is doing is showing me Eved Va'amah that they do Hezek with Kavana and what? And yet the other one is Pater. But how does that relate to the other side? And the Gemara pushes back against it. So Midah have Eved Va'amah. So what? So somehow there you see Kavanas Hazik does have merit as a reason to Pater. Amar Rav Ashi, wait a second, that's not a good mashal because Atu Eved Va'amah Lav Taima Rabbi Ispu. That's a whole different picture. That was Shapater. It's not what you're thinking. You're trying to push yourself in a corner. Kavanas Hazik is still Pater. So too, Karen Kavanas Hazik could be Pater. No, the Olam Kavanas Hazik is not a reason to Pater. What's going on over there? A whole new picture. What is that? Shema Yakti Tenu Rabbo, a new reason. Maybe the master will get him angry. And he's going to try to get even with the master to make him have to burn someone else's gadish. And he's going to make the master have to pay this enormous sum of money. And therefore, as the Meiri seems to explain this tomorrow, we're going to learn it that way for now. So what is the basis of why the Adon is Pater? Takanas Chacham, Tikun Ha'olam. We don't want this happening, where any time there'll be a fight, the Adon, the Eved is going to try to get even with the master and make him have to pay for the hezek that he does. So therefore, it's a whole different svar over there, and therefore don't bring that into the mix to show me that Kavanas Hazik is Pater. So therefore, what's going on in this little piece of Gemara? The Gemara originally asked Kavachomer who? Kavanas Hazik or Koshikain. Karen Shashur Bichayev. And we gave something of an explanation. Then the Gemara says, but no, Ispich. Because you have Eved Va'amah. Eved Va'amah, Kavanas Hazik, and the Adon is Pater. So what is Gemara trying to prove? And the Gemara pushes it away by saying, no, that's a whole different picture. Because there's a Takanas Chachamim that we don't want the master to have to pay. So this is where you have to get now figure out how it's going to play out over here. So we'll see. Let's begin to see the Rashi, the Tosfos on this. Itzrich, says Rashi, Itzrich l'michtiv Karen. No, you tell me, Kavachomer, that if it said Shein for sure, Karen would be chai because of Kavanas Hazik. Itzrich l'michtiv Karen. Because you have Eved Va'amah. And what do we say by Eved Va'amah? Even though it's Kavanas Hazik, Afilachi Petiri, Rashi says, Afilachi Peturin, Kedamina Perka Chovel. Rashi says, where do we see that? The Mishnah later. Eved Va'isha Pegiyasan Ra. Eved and Isha, if you meet up with them in a situation of Hezek, you're on the losing end. Why? Hachovel Behen Chayiv, Behen Shechovel Bacherim Peturin. If you mazik them, you're Chayiv. If they mazik others, Pater. That's what Rashi quotes. The Eved Va'amah, the case in the Mishnah later of Eved V'Isha. Obviously, the Gemara is talking Eved Va'amah because of the case of Eved, but the Gemara doesn't say Eved V'Isha. The Gemara doesn't quote it like it's in the Mishnah. But Lemaisa, what do you see there? That they are Pater. They are Pater. Now, where is it relevant? Who should be Chayef? The issue here is not about them. The issue is that we're trying to show that the master is pashut. So the master is only relevant by the Eved case, the Chanami. By the Isha, it's pashut that the husband wouldn't have to pay. She's not his mamon, that was mazik. Why would you have to pay for the Eved's hezek? Because it's your mamon. Yes, so that's only true by the Eved. The Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Achovel. Says Ravashi, Rav Taima Rabbi Ispahu, the Ima Chaibis Le Kol Shash Yachi Senu Rabbo, Yach V'yad Le Kedishu Shechavera, Deir Chaibis Rabbo. Zog Tosis, Mir Dav Yevet V'yama, Bero Kepeirosh Rashi, Shepiresh, Mishum De Tanan V'achol V'o Evet V'isha P'kiyasan Ra. Tosis, this is not what the Gemara has in mind, the Mishnah and Achol V'o. The Imkin Havere L'minkat Evet V'isha. Well, it's Eved V'Oma. It doesn't say, it says Eved V'Isha there. Rashi quote the way it says in the Mishnah. Elo, Mefarash Rabbeinu Tam, did not get Eved V'Oma, Mishim Dekoy, Amasnisim, Desof Meseches Yadayim. There you have it, the debate between the Tzedukim and the Prushim, and talks about this issue that Eved V'Oma, Shehiziku, the Bailam is Pater, the Adam is Pater. The time Mishum Shemekhti Tenu Rabbo the Besamach Mforshas. Look at that Mishnah. You see, the Mishnah actually mentions the reason Shemekhti Tenu Rabbo. So obviously the Gemara had in mind the Mishnah in Yadayim and not the Mishnah in Achovel. So the Maram wants to know, so why is the Gemara quote Achovel? Why is it must to go to Yadayim? We're in Bava Kama anyway. So quote Achovel. Eved V'isha Pegiya Sanra. Tosafot says, you see from the Gemara had in mind Pesach the Yadayim, Eved V'Oma. So why didn't the Gemara quote Mishnah Nachovel? So Maisa Shamayakti Tenu is mentioned over there, so that's what Ravashi's response. Lamaisa, it's interesting though, because in Achovel, if you look in the Mishnah that's later, what does it say in the Mishnah? P'kiyasan Ra. Achov ben chayev hem shalom hem tuin, avu mishamun la'ach hazman. Nisgar shal isha nishtachar eved chayev l'shalem. There is a chiyuv. So b'shmachal, the Gemara is trying to show me that there's no chiyuv. There is a chiyuv. They have to pay afterwards. Right now they're off the hook. Right now. So what's the pshat b'chal of the Gemara? What's the Gemara trying to bring from that? That the pater, they are chayev. Technically, the chayiv. Right now, the pater. Technically, the chayiv. So maybe that's obviously the more I have to quote Yadayim, because in Yadayim you have Mefurish that there's a tour. What's the issue in our Gemara? Who's pater? What's the more trying to find evidence that who's pater? That who's pater? The master, the other. So where do you see that in Bava Kama? So well, you have to say Pshat and Rashi. What's the Pshat and Rashi? Tosis is good, because in Bava Kama it doesn't talk about the it talks about the Eved, the Isha, and if anything it says that they're technically Chayiv, but right now they're Pater, but if they later on, the Eved becomes free, he has to pay. So it's totally not relevant to what the Gemara is getting to. The Gemara is trying to show that Kavanas HaHazik is going to Pater the Adam. And the Mishnah later is discussing the Eved V'Isha being technically Chayiv Pater right now. The Adam is not even mentioned there. So Tosfos is beautiful, but what's Pshat and Rashi? So Mestam, you have to say this, I think the Tanya Shua wants to say, that Tosfos, Rashi must have understood that. What does it say in the Mishnah? Piki Yasan Ra. Means that you're on the losing end. Why are you on the losing end? If the Adam has to pay, then you get paid now by the other, not by the Eved, not by the Isha, but by the other, by the Eved case, by the other. So Mistama, you see from the Mishnah implicitly that the Adam is also part. Otherwise, you wouldn't call it Pikiyasan Ra. So it's not as foolish in the same way that it is in Yadayim that the Adam is part, but it's implicit in the Mishnah. Pikiyasan Ra means that you're getting the end of the totem pole. You're not getting paid. You mazik, you got hezek affected you, and you don't get paid by anybody. I mean, it's the mashma that the adam doesn't pay. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Could be Rashi holds it. More did not mention on Yadayim. So more quoted. I mean, quoted by Vakama, way there, but. What Tosfos says, the Gemara should have quoted the Lashon Eved V'Isha. What did Tosfos mean to ask on Rashi? I mean, Isha is not relevant here. For that entire issue is about the Adam not having to pay. That issue is only relevant by Eved. So what do you mean the Gemara should have quoted Eved the Isha? The issue is about the Eved, not about the Isha. So what did Tosfos mean to ask? No, so it could be that, but still, if you're quoting the Raya's from Eved, but if you're quoting the Mishnah, not Chova, you should say Eved the Isha. You're quoting that Mishnah, quote it correctly. Of course, the Raya is not from the case of Eved. The Raya is from the case of Eved. But if you have in mind the Mishnah not Chova, quote Eved v'Isha. Don't quote it the way it's Eved v'Amma. Eved v'Amma is what's in your diet. Fellas, you learned the next Tosis? No, it's a short Seder today, right? Okay, yeah. I don't want to overwhelm anybody. Like when you have a chance to go through it yourself. The first kash of Tosis is very difficult. You have to know Peshavik. Everything Yeshua tries to work out. But the Iker, that next two kashes, what's the main idea of Tosis? Next Tosis is Chora. There's a Ptur over there, even when it's not seemingly Bekavana. Anyway. So how could the Gemara be bringing this as a raya to Kavanos Elahazik if you're Pater even when I'm Kavanos Elahazik? Think about what we're saying. Maybe what's really at stake in the Gemara now? When the Gemara is quoting Eved Ba'amma, how is this going to have bearing on before? What are we trying to salvage here? What are we trying to salvage? What are we trying to salvage? That Le'olam what? Kavanos Elahazik could be what? Could be a kula, could be pata. But more specifically, because how? Let me ask you a question, okay? Let's talk outside together, yeah? So we're trying to show from Eved Ba'amma Yisrach. So what are we driving at? That maybe Kevin Nasser could still be a kula. I understand. But Karen is chayav or Karen is pata in the Torah? What's the halacha about Karen? Karen is chayav. So what do you mean it could be a kula? But Karen is chayav. Kavanos Elahazik is chayev. So what are you gaining with Eved Ba'amma? Well, you see, it's not true. Karen is chayev. Avram? But we're saying, Itzbrich, that you need to say Karen, and if I would have Shin, I wouldn't know Karen, because I would think that Kavanos Elahazik really is a reason to be Pater. So therefore, I need Karen. But I ask you, why would I think? Because be'eved ba'amma a pater. So what do you see? Kavanos Elahazik is pater. Yeah, but then how come Karen is chayev? At the end of the day, if you really want to run with eved ba'amma and say, look, you see over there, you're pater. Kavanos Elahazik makes you pater. So now, at the end of the day, why is eved ba'amma pater based on Kavanos Elahazik, as you understand it now, and Karen at the end of the day is chayev, if knows Kavanos Elahazik? I understand, but then it must be that you're pater for a different reason there, not because Kavanos Elahazik. Send him back to square one. What are you thinking that you wouldn't know Karen because maybe you're pater because Kavanos Elahazik? Where do you see that? Eved Ba'amma. That means at the end of the day, you're telling me Eved Ba'amma is pater because Kavanos Elahazik. But how could that be true at the end of the day? If Karen is chayav at the end of the day, even though it's Kavanos Elahazik, so obviously Kavanos Elahazik is not a pater. How do you have it both ways? You want to work out, well, use Eved Ba'amma as your proof that you would run with Kavanos Elahazik and be a reason to make you pater, which is why Torah needed to say Karen. But at the end of the day, Torah did say Karen. So that means Karen is chayev, even though it's Kavanos Elahazik. And Eved Ba'amma is pater, and why? You're telling me why. Because if Kavanos Elahazik was... You can't, but right now, Midi Da'avi Eved Ba'amma is a way of saying that Eved Ba'amma is pater because of Kavanos Elahazik. We have to deal with the Tosis now. That's what Tosis is going to say, because you can make yourself look at you within Kavanos, but really, what's Kavanos? That's the Tosis of Yeshua. You're looking at Yeshua Pshat and Tosis. But we haven't learned Tosis yet. We'll learn it tomorrow. We'll give you a chance to learn the Tosis. But I ask you a simple question. So good. Right now, we're holding that Eved Ba'amma is an indicator that what? The Kavanos Elahazik can actually be a kula. And that's why you're pater. Because what's the kula? Kasha l'shomra. That's why. And that's why if the Torah didn't say Karen, I would not know to be Chayev, because I would say Shane is Chayev, but Karen is Patim, because it's Kavanah Sel Hazik, and it's hard to watch. And how do I know that that's a good Svara? Because Eved V'Amar Patim, right? No, but the Torah says Karen is Chayev. So now how can you tell me Eved V'Amar Patim for the reason of Kavanah Sel Hazik, if Gemaisa Torah says clearly that Karen is Chayev afterwards? So now how can you stay with Eved V'Amar being Patim because of Kavanah Sel Hazik, if Karen is in fact Chayev?
We're not maintaining that at the end of the day. At the end of the Republic,
no, of Ashi wipes away the whole Midah Havi. Midah Havi is trying to preserve why Istrich, that I would need the Torah to say Karen, because I wouldn't know Karen from Shane. Because Shane is in Kavanah Sel Hazik, and that's why you're Chayev. But maybe Karen was Kavanah Sel Hazik, maybe a putt. Therefore, I need the Torah to write Karen. Why would I think that Kavanah Sel Hazik is a reason to be putter? Because I have Eved V'Amar, who are Kavanah Sel Hazik, and even in the case where it's not, but it's whatever, it's an extension of that same idea. Tosu is going to explain that it ends up covering for everything. So Kavanah Sel Hazik is put. It's a reason to make you put. So then how come Karen is Chayv at the end, and Evelma putter in the end? Yeah?
I mean, the whole kash is stemming from the fact that Karen's higher, but at this point in the world, we don't have Karen yet.
No, but if you, at this point, it's true you don't have Karen. But what are you? Why are you so convinced that you wouldn't know Karen? Because I would say Kavanah Sel Hazik is a reason to make you put. Where do I see that? Where's my indicator? Eved V'Amar, which are Medina put. Medina, they're put. And you're going to tell me why you're put there? Because Kavanah Sel Hazik is Pata. And you're holding me. That's the din. That's the end of the din. And therefore, you need the Torah to write Karen. Because I would think it's Pata otherwise. But now the Torah said Karen is Chayev. So how can it be Karen is Chayev and Eved V'Amar Pata?
Is there another reason?
But then you lost your whole logic. If you're going to say another reason, Shem Yakti Tenu, then you can't, you point to that as an explanation of Itzrich, why you wouldn't know Karen. Obviously, you're holding that that's the reason at this point. The reason Kevin Amar Pater because of Kavanah Sel Hazik. And that's what you're convinced of. And therefore, you need the Torah to write Karen. But Torah wrote Karen. So, Ma Bein Karen, Eved V'Amar. I don't want to give it away, but you should be able to figure out an answer.
It was an additional that sure, even though it has Kavanah Sel Hazik, there's something else gives it the ability to be chayv.
What does that mean?
I mean, like we had that, it's
Kavanah Sel Hazik should make you putter. So why does it make you putter?
No, but there are other considerations, as we're talking about.
Other considerations.
Isn't Tosu say on Vezim Al that like even though Ish is
better? Say better. No. Yeah.
Here we're talking about Karen. Whereas Kavanah Sel Hazik would be a reason to make you chayev by Karen, but by Eved V'Amar, we're not talking about Karen. So Kavanah Sel Hazik.
So what are you? So say better. Are all Kavanah Sel Hazik created equal? Are all Kasher L'Shomos created equal? Okay. So what are you saying? In other words, the Kasher L'Shomro of Karen, were not to be written, I would say, oh, that Kasher L'Shomro is a reason to be part. The Torah says Yechayim, meaning that the Torah didn't go for that Kasher L'Shomro. Ah, Kasher L'Shomro on the level of Eved V'Amar, that could be extenuating circumstances, that could be mitigating circumstances. In other words, it's not a kash, not an all or nothing issue. But meanwhile, the principle is still relevant. That Kavanah Sel Hazik can still be a factor in making you patur. So why would you think it was not a factor? Think about what we were saying in Shia earlier. Why would you think it's not a factor? Why should it be a factor? Can we not recognize that that's a svara, a mitigating factor? That it's harder to watch? So what are we trying to bring then? What's the issue that being hanging in the balance then? So what are we trying to prove from Eved V'Amar now? At the end of the day, you're going to distinguish. Karen is the Kasher L'Shomro of Karen is not enough to patur you. Eved V'Amar possibly is. So what is it that we're seeing in Eved V'Amar to help us out for Karen? What you need the Torah to write keren? What is it that was?
Evan and Amin, was it a reason to mechayev?
Though when you have something which is itself a reason to make you chayev, the kavanas lazik is a reason to make you chayev. You can still hide behind that svara as a reason to be a mitigating factor at the same time. Don't say, well, he had a sentence. If it's a reason to be chayev, then try harder. We're not talking about onus. We're talking about levels of koshi. So if that's the reason to make you chayev, then try harder. And we don't look at the fact that it's harder to guard. No, do a better job guarding it. You see it's not true. You see that at the end of the day, the Gemara is assuming at this point that that's why you putter. Even though that could also have been a siba for chiyuv. And yet it can also be a basis to be puttering as well. At the end of the day, the kasha v'shamo of Karen is not going to make the cut. Okay, that's not a kasha v'shamo enough to make you puttering. But maybe Evan v'Amma is. But this much the Gemara wants to prove, that you see that even though Kavnasu Isaac was a Siba to make you Chayev, it can also be enough to be a Siba to make you Pater as well. And then we understand based on this why it would also affect Hanoga Zeko too. How does the Gemara respond to Hanoga Zeko? Seemingly the Kasha was on both halves. You know, it's Kavachomer second. Kavachomer, that if it's in Hanoga Zeko is Chayev, so Shein is for sure Chayev. According to Rashi, that was the kasha on both halves. So all we did was brought kavana lahazik to be reason to be pater. But what about the other side? The answer is, the issues are linked. Because the point being, we're not trying to prove per se that you can use kavana lahazik as a svara that's pater. So what about hanola zeko? The point being that even if this svara is part of what can make the case to be chayiv, it could still be used as a mitigating factor to pater. So if I have it by one, I can say it by the other. Once I see kavana lahazik, that you can use it as a basis to pater, even though it's a basis for chiyuv, so hanoga zeko, by the same token, even if it's a basis for chiyuv, can be a basis for ptur, and therefore it resolves the other kasha too. Because that the two issues are really one issue. Can something which is a siba to build a chiyuv can also be a case to make you to exonerate you, to make lessen your pshia? If the very thing that you want to use to lessen the pshia is itself a contributing factor to make you chayev, that issue is as relevant by Hanoga Zeko as it is by Kavana Lahazik. So it comes out, the Gemara didn't need to bring a muscle for Hanoga Zeko, Mida Dahavi. Gemara just needed Mida Dahavi by Evan Biyama, and therefore everything is going to flow from that. I think this is Mary Gershmakel reading of the Gemara. In other words, so it answers a lot of kashas. Again, we still have to do the nitty-gritty of Tosas. What does Tosas bring in with the case of Ein Kavanas Lahazik? There's another pshat you have to look at in the Shita. Besides Tosas and Pnei Yeshua, that's the Rabbeinu Yona. It's a whole different reading of Eved V'Amma. Again, you have to know how to work out the Ein Kavanas Lahazik case of V'Amma. How does Gemara think that's Pater over there? If the reason is Kavanas Lahazik, what about the case where it doesn't seem to be Kavanas Lahazik? So there's two different approaches. You have Tosas approach with Pnei Yeshua, and you have the Rabbeinu Yona. David.
Yeah. I don't understand why the Gemara is able to use Evan and Amma with case of Shor, because by Evan and Amma, they're completely das acheres.
That's a little bit what you see in the Yonah and the Shita, that this it's like the fact that they are mamish. How do you? The other thing to think about with das acheres is the other thing to mention. If the Mukiyosi from yesterday, what type of a mazik are you dealing with? What type of shame mazik? When Eved v'Amar mazik with Eish, and you're chayiv, what type of mazik are we dealing with here? What's the shame hamazik? Okay. Any other opinions? What? Somebody? No. Who are the Adam to be chayiv?
Adam.
So think about that question.
I mean,
would the mechayiv be sure? They're mamono, but they are adam amazik. You follow me? So what type of a pshia, what type of a mazik are we dealing with? Could be that issue also relevant, right? Makom gacheles, yeah, and the rest, yeah, the gadish, how you pay for the whole gadish. If a shor built makes a fire, I both say, what's the din? Yechayev for the shor's eish? No.
Not for Mavir.
That's more later. Drusha. So, how would you be chayiv for the Eved's being Madagadisha? So, if you hold the Makom Gacheles, maybe yes. But what about the rest? Because that's like chitza, that's mamish. But what about the rest of the goddess? The mayor mother b'chol yom sounds like it's the goddess.
That's not the goddess.
That's then. So that, but then how would you be chayiv? Okay.